our lives, put our lives first, we will ultimately lose. But if we put Jesus first and seek him most, we will find ourselves. So I think that's explained itself, whatever that we do. And I think I've also heard other people, they've been sharing a lot about Jesus. And I think I am part of their testimony that without Jesus, I wouldn't be standing right now sharing the goodness of him. And I'm sure you guys that are here can vouch with that, because without Jesus, we are nothing. The world will swallow you and spit you out like nothing. So we need him each and every day. And the second part, it says, cross before the world. Cross before me, the world behind me. So basically, the cross before you and the world behind you. By aligning ourselves in Christ, we become different in the worldly. I mean, that we all know that, you know. With all your influence that you guys are doing, some of you guys might be teachers or whatever that God have called you. I think you guys already know that in the position that you guys in, where you are working, you guys stand out automatically because you have Jesus inside you. So it's important to have that alignment each and every day, not only coming on Sunday at church, but like praying each and every day, in the morning, at night, but whenever that we have that opportunity, praising God, we stand out, you know. There's nothing else we can do because we are different in the people around this world. We speak different, we talk different, we behave different. So through that, automatically just shine in us, you know, like stars. And also, I also want to encourage you guys. I'm really proud of you guys because for the fact that you guys even just came to step in here and speak. It's beautiful because not every young people...
Guys, it's family meeting. It's messy, right? Okay, so there's a lot of ambient noise, and I am now in the older generation. I am struggling to hear. So we're going to switch you to this mic because we can go a bit louder with this mic. But I'm encouraging you, stay connected to what is going on, because something is happening today, and God really wants you to take note of what is coming out of the mouths of our youth. Because let me tell you, folks, they've got the energy to run, and we have got to keep supporting them. So I want this to be loud. I want everyone to hear what you have to say. Okay, I'm sorry for the interruption, but this is how we roll, hey? So switch that one off and go with this one. It's much better. Go for it.
One, two. So yeah, I was saying, like, I just want to encourage you guys to continue coming to church. You know, by finding that alignment, coming each and every Friday, you are basically finding a safe space to grow your relationship with God. I mean, you guys witnessed what happened on Friday last week. Like, guys, it was fire to see them dancing and worshiping. The Spirit of God was here, and I want to say what always Auntie Jo say. You know, God doesn't only work. Say, no, this is the senior or the primary or what. God works in each and every generation. And even to these young people, you know, you never know what they're drawing that speaks to them, you know, that God speaks to them while they're drawing. So I want to encourage you guys to continue. And also, so I'm currently studying in town. I'm studying fashion design. Doing my first year there, and basically I want to share a quick story where when I come back home, I travel back with the train, and you know, when you travel with the train, I mean, with all the public transport, you guys do know that when you go home, you don't arrive immediately, you know, it's a journey, you know, it's a journey. The train stops by station to station, station to station, and when I experienced that, I felt that, you know, when Jesus walked with us, he wants to journey with us, you know. He wants to walk with us each and every step, because when we walk with him and when he walk with us, we grow, you know. We grow spiritually, we grow our confidence. I mean, even for me, I mean, when I look back, I was still sitting there, you know, 5 years ago, but like, look where I am now. I came and stand here to be speaking. So it was a journey, you know, it was a journey. So I want to encourage each and every person And think of that train. When you travel with the train, that it's going to be a journey when Jesus walks with you. It's not going to happen overnight. And I think it was quite clear when God spoke with me through the train, like when during the day when I slept yesterday, like I really heard the sound of a train in Nuremberg. And I think it's quite clear that Jesus wants to walk with us in that journey, you know, through that train, through that train, through that train, until we arrive at home. And then I want to go straight back to the youth, you know. I want the young people to witness what's happening on Friday, you know. When you are free, I want to encourage you to come. There's something happening to these young people, you know. They are so active, and you can't just say, I want to hear that from other people. You need to witness it, you know. You need to come and witness what's happening to these young people, the way they worship. Because, I mean, as Kathleen said, the energy these young people that have, they're active for Jesus. So, yeah, Friday I was really blown away how the Holy Spirit came here and to touch these young people when we were all worshiping together. I mean, it was even low shading, what blows my mind. It was low shading at 8 o'clock, but we still kept worshiping. In the darkness, the young people were hungry to worship. So I want to encourage you guys, you need to witness what's happening here every Fridays. And lastly, I want to share actually a dream that I had last night, because before I slept, I mean, obviously I prayed this and I prayed God to show me what I must speak about today at church. And I also asked God, please speak to me. And God usually speak to me through dreams, you know, like God show me dreams and visions. So I dream a lot. And God actually gave me a picture of these young people. We were there, and the young people were walking straight, like they were walking together, and they were all like not basically hearing God's voice, and which was not a good thing, because we need to learn to hear more God's voice, because he's the one that is directing us. They were all walking together as like the sheep, and God obviously is the shepherd. God was speaking to them and saying, guys, you need to hear my voice. Look at me when I speak. Listen to me. Don't get distracted when you come on Friday at youth. Listen to God when he speaks and continue to praise him. Don't get easily distracted. So that's the picture that I had at these young people when they were all walking together and God was speaking to them. Come on, come on, come on. Jesus is here and want to lift you guys up and to stand out wherever that God has plans for you guys. And that's what I have for today. Thank you, guys.
I was here on Friday night and just sat at the back, and it was amazing. I would encourage you, if you get an opportunity, just to come on a Friday night. You cannot be stirred and not be envisioned by what you see and hear here. Just whilst you guys are here, I just want to so kids, if you can just stop colouring for one moment, as beautiful as your pictures are, okay? If you are over 20... All right, who's over 20 here? Many of us are. Okay. Okay, if you are under 20, will you stand? So that's all the kids and all our amazing youth. We have an opportunity here, and you know there are moments in time, and we can miss what God wants to do. God doesn't want us to miss. And we have an opportunity here to actually bless our youngsters. And then we're going to reverse it, because they have a blessing to impart upon you too. So if you are over 20, would you stretch out your hands now, okay? And we're going to impart a blessing. Children and youth, can you hold out your hands to receive from God? Because he wants to impart to you here today, and we're not going to miss this. Okay. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are here. We thank you for the remarkable testimonies that we are hearing today about your faithfulness, about you stirring in the hearts of our young people and raising up a mighty army. Father God, we are aware of the darkness in the world. We are aware of the issues and the problems we face. But we thank you that we stand on the enemy's head. We trample him under our feet when we hear these testimonies and we give glory to you. Thank you that you are at work. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come now and that you would just fall upon every child, every youth. And that you would impart a blessing upon each one of them of what they need today. Thank you that you know them each by name. You know how many hairs are on their head. There's nothing that you don't know. So Holy Spirit, would you come today? Encourage, equip, stir. Do what you want to do to the glory of your name. Amen. Okay, wait. If you are under 20, we're going to pray for the over 20s. So over 20s, can you all stand? Okay, children, can you turn around and see all the big people here? Okay, and I'm going to ask Kathleen if she will actually lead in prayer. Is that okay?
That's what happens when you go away for a while, then you just pass the mic. And I keep saying to Sheldon, what's actually going on this morning? I'm a bit out of the loop, but that's fine. There's something happening in the spirit. Do you agree? And when something happens in the spirit, it looks awfully messy in the physical. Awfully messy. But what I do know is that we are marked as a community. And we are marked by our youth. We are marked by being a multi-generational church. It's interesting being in churches where there's just one generation. You can feel something's missing. Nothing's missing here. Nothing's missing here. So would you reach out your hands, youth and children. You're going to look at these wonderful older people that we have. And older folks, you're going to reach out your hands to receive the blessing from this generation. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you. We want to honor you for what you're doing in this community. And from the blessing of the youth, Lord, the blessing of their energy, the blessing of their zeal, the blessing of this wanting to run, Lord, I ask, would you just transfer that now in the spirit to our older generation, the generation that has run hard, the generation that has fought for the very things that we find so easy now. Lord, we place a blessing on them and we say, thank you in the spirit. But would you carry us? Would you carry this young generation in your hearts and in your prayers? Would you exhort them? Would you encourage them? So Lord, we pass this blessing from one generation to the next. We pass on the blessing of what you are doing in this community, Father God. What you are doing with us as a people, as we, the ecclesia, from the youngest to the oldest, arise in this time and say, yes, Lord, we will do all that you need us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Who gets the mic now?
Jude?
Okay, awesome. I just want to echo at the back of that. You know, with everything that is going on in this world and through this generation has a lot to deal with. They're exposed to so many things, and with the way we see things are going, it don't always look right, you know. And it seems like, you know, this young generation is going one way, and it doesn't look that good. But in the midst of that, you know, I received the confirmation for the Lord where he says he is raising up a righteous generation, a generation that is actually going to be the light. And it's these people. It's the people that you see here every Sunday, Friday. They just, you know, sit around the corner and everything. But with what Joe was sharing now of wanting to finish the race well, you know, your journey isn't over. Actually, when you run the race, what you must do is you take the baton and you pass to the next person. And this is them. You know, and your role as, I don't want to say older generation, it's almost like discriminative, but you know, older generation. Your role as the older generation is to support these young people. You know, it's to support them prayerfully in many other ways. You know, it's to partner with them in this journey because they can't do it on their own. Yes, of course, through God they can do all things, but God placed you, parents, around them to journey with them. So I want to encourage you, and especially you people here, I mean, all of you guys here, if God lays something in your heart, right, or look at these guys. If God lays on you a person that you feel like, you know, I want to journey with that guy, I want to pray for that person, just grab a name, you know, just after the service, take their name down. It doesn't have to be like you have to constantly be praying. Even prayer, just prayer alone can be powerful. It can mean a lot for this young generation. So I want to encourage you, before we go here, you feel God is laying someone in your heart, to please just contact him. Ask him, like, hey, what's your name? I want to pray with you. You know, I want to pray for you. And let him know that you are going to do that. And maybe with time, we'll see how this thing goes. So before we finish, we're just going to hear some more from them. It's all about them today, not me. Who's first? Sia. Where's Sia? Come.
So, greetings to the church at large, firstly. Before I let you know on who I am, I would first like to thank God for giving me this platform in order to be his vessel once more and for safely guiding all of us from our homes to being here once again in his presence. My name is Sia Mamgela, but for short, it's Sia. I'm currently residing in Costa da Gama, where I met Opa Gregory, one of the members of the church, who eventually introduced me to the church. As I joined the youth program, where we shared several scriptures on from the book of Matthew, this brought me to the idea of actually embarking on a journey with Jesus, which was actually reading the entire New Testament. Okay. Before we open our Bibles, I just want to tell you briefly on the journey of the Israelites up until the arrival of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Okay? So, which brings us to the Old Testament, which starts with the book of Genesis, right? Where we are introduced to Adam and Eve, who commit the first sin, right? But what I want to focus on is what happens afterwards, what God did after they committed the first sin. So, can we please turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, verse 23-24. Okay, so it says, so the Lord God sent them out of the Garden of Eden, where they would have to work the ground from which the man was made from. Then God put winged creatures at the entrance to the garden, and flashing swords to guard the way to the life-giving tree. Okay? So the life-giving tree is the tree of eternal life. Do we agree on that? Right? Okay. So by the shutting of the gates, that represented two things, right? First being that God's people, or at least Adam and Eve at that time, could not directly harvest from the tree of eternal life. And then the second thing is that by the shutting of the gates and the gates being guarded by the flaming swords and the winged creatures, that was like a barrier between God and his people, right? And you would find that in the Old Testament, so after the gates were shut, God created a plan, which was the plan of salvation. And that's why you would find that in the Old Testament, God spoke through Noah, first of all, Abraham, Moses, the judges, the priests, and the prophets, right? But where I want to talk for now is Moses, which brings us to the book of Exodus, right? So from the time whereby God chased out Adam and Eve up until Moses, God never really gave his people the law or the way they should praise him, right? So the Ten Commandments were actually the first time where God had actually gave them instructions for whereby they should follow and obey in order to praise his name, right? So can we turn to the book of Exodus? Exodus chapter 20, verse 22 to 23. So, the book of Exodus 22, it speaks about the Lord told Moses to say to the people of Israel, "With your own eyes you saw me speak from the heavens. So you must never make idols of silver and gold to worship in place of me." Right? So what the Israelites had done before this, God had proven to them his power and everything when God had freed them from slavery in Egypt, right? So they had seen God's work and God's power, but yet they still went against his word when Moses left them and went to go fetch the Ten Commandments, right? So they had exactly disobeyed God by doing this. Okay, so the story went on, and Moses returned, and they repented up and confessed their sins upon the Lord, which is my point today. Yes, we sin. Satan tempts us in our lives, but what is important is we should repent upon the face of the Lord. Unless we confess and cry upon the Lord, give all our burdens upon the Lord, he shall forgive us. Thank you.
Okay. We'll try to keep it very short. I'm just going to select the people that wanted to share. Rihanna, are you ready? Well, just to keep it short, maybe 2-3 minutes, and then give everyone a chance. Just your testimony, basically.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Well, the message that God wanted me to share today was that, like, as we are young youth that are always coming to youth, that God just wants us all to, like, God really just wants all her youth and his children to, like, keep coming to church and worshiping him. And, like, he's throughout the whole term of youth that I've learned a lot. Like, I've learned about how to pray and the importance of prayer. And we've learned about our purposes on earth as to worship God and to do the right thing. And not just to do the right thing because we want to go to heaven, but to do the right thing because it is the right thing to do. And we've learned a lot over this term, and I just really want to thank everyone and the teachers for teaching us a lot, because ever since I started youth here, I've been experiencing a whole lot of changes, like, as in confidence and a whole lot of things. I was really nervous to come up here to share today because I didn't really know what I was supposed to say. I didn't really practice anything, but I'm really glad that I came here to tell you that God really loves us all as his children, and he wants us all to do the right thing and to make a change so that the youth are the future. He wants us all to make a change and to help the world become a better place for the younger youth, children also who are coming up. Like the small little vines and the kids, he really loves that some of us youths and everybody is just helping around with the kids because they're the future, and we need to show them the right way. We need to lead by the example and guide them also for them as they're going to be the next children and the next generation. And I really thank you for that.
God being in the presence of the God, isn't it? What I wanted to share today is that everything we do, God is watching us. And we need to rely on him in order for us to prosper. And what I shared on Friday was very deep because it was encouraging other people to encourage one another and pray for each other, because if we pray for each other, we're just letting more power into our prayers. And with God, we have everything. Nothing is impossible, even when there are chains holding us. And nothing is impossible with God if we rely on Him and we trust in His name that He will break us free from those chains that are holding us from achieving our dreams and teaching each other about God, who He is actually. And we need Him so that we can praise His name, and we need each other to teach these young kids to grow in relationship with God. And we need to help them also to know God more. And we should hold on to each other in order for us. What I wanted to say is that, like he said in the Bible, when two are gathered, when one or two people are gathered in His name, He will always be there. So we should praise His name and let us lift us, encourage us. And as we grow, we'll promise to make you proud in whatever way. Thank you.
Okay, so I think everybody, it's been amazing just to hear these voices, real voices of hope, okay? And we need to be stirred by those voices of hope too. Now, just to end, we're going to all stand and we're going to say a declaration, okay? So we're all going to stand together. And there is power and blessing in unity. So even take hold of the hand of the person beside you. We are going to declare together here. God is doing amazing things. I was going to share a dream that one of our kids had, but that will wait. But God, would you like me to? Oh, is it? Oh, my watch is wrong. Okay, just sit down. 1 minute. Just sit down. I'm ahead of myself here.
Yeah. You know what I love about family service? It disrupts your little quiet, safe world. And we all have it our own little ways and we have our doodle thing. This is chaos. And now you've got to think about when the disciples stopped the children coming to Jesus, what was happening there? They were just trying to keep it all ordered and together. And what did he say? No, relax. See, Jesus wasn't about perfection and order. Okay, it's about life. He came to give life, not order. Life. And this is life. This is the beauty of it. Now, it is only 10 past 11, Joe. You've got lots of time. Let's all relax. These are powerful dreams that these children have had. Okay, God is speaking to our children. Adults, take note what is being said here this morning, what God is saying to us through our children. It's the same Holy Spirit speaking to us. So Joe's going to share this dream, and then we're going to do that declaration together as family. All just calm down. Okay? This is good.
It's very good. Okay, Ben's not here today, and Gabriella's on her way. But I just want to share a dream that one of our 10-year-olds had 2 weeks ago. And he came at the end of the meeting, said, Auntie Jo, I've got this dream and I want to share. And it was a very specific dream, okay? And the dream was this. He said, in my dream, I was with lots of people who were 150 years old. Is anybody 150? I don't know how he knew that they were that age. So I said to him, how did you know that they were 150 years old? And he said, oh, Auntie Jo, they were very, very, very old. So I said, okay, fine, okay. So he said, God was in my dream. And I said to God, why am I with people who are 150 years old and I'm only 10, okay? And so God said this. He said, because I'm not finished with you and I'm not finished with the 150-year-old yet. I still have things for all of you to do. You are not to stop, okay? And then he said, and then I looked around. It was an amazing, specific dream for a 10-year-old. And he said, and then I looked around and there was all these stuff. And he said, so I said, well, what was the stuff? So he said, the stuff was things that we want to buy here on earth. It was lots of things that we always want to buy, lots of things that we think, I wish I had more of that. So he said, I looked at God and I said, God, what's this for now? So God said this, this is not what you are living for. You are living for there. And it was such a clear dream. And in these times, we need to be reminded of that, okay? Yes, what we do here is important now. But our gaze is not upon here, it's upon there, okay? And we live for there. We live for eternity. We don't live to do good works here. We live to do what God has given us to do, okay? But our home is there, okay? And then I'm going to ask this beautiful young lady who has had a lot of dreams if she can share a dream that she had some time back. Are you happy to share? Yeah. Okay. Mum is here as well. She's just behind. You can come and stand with her if you want. Okay.
I saw a man wearing a white robe, but you couldn't see his face. His face shone as bright as the sun. And then he disappeared, and you could see the earth, but and you can see like the streams and trees and all that stuff, but there wasn't a single building. Then I heard a deep voice that said, it's not too late to choose the right path.
Thank you. Okay. So we are not just here. What you see here is, yes, the children love to draw pictures. And sometimes there's prophetic utterances through what they draw too. But the Holy Spirit's at work. We're not just teaching them about God, but we are asking every week for the Holy Spirit to come and to empower them and equip them that they can have a living, real relationship with God, just like you've heard from these youth today. And for the children to be inspired by the youth, for the youth to be inspired by you, it's together. We're together on a mission to actually step into what God has already prepared. We're seeing amazing things, but there's more amazing stuff to come, stuff that we haven't even dreamt of or seen yet. I feel that we need to just sing. I just feel that we need to celebrate what God has done and what God is going to do too. We're often so busy asking God for what we want him to do, but he's at work and he's doing amazing things. So worship team, I don't know whether you've got something, but I think it would be.
I think we can end with that with a song and we can do the declaration. But I want to just say to you, don't underestimate to you guys that shared here this morning and just said something into the microphone. And for you that shoes that sharing, you might now feel, sorry, I didn't get to hear it. I had to go pray for a man who's very sick, okay, in the hall afterwards. But I'll listen to the recording. Do you know that when I was 15 years old, I did my first talk at youth. Okay, and you know where that took place? It was here at the Musenberg High School. Way before we even knew the baby was going to happen. Way before I even knew that what plan God had for my life. And I did that. I was so nervous standing in front of 20, 30 people. And I had to share a little bit about what was God was saying about. I just read it out. I was so nervous. But I'll never, ever forget that moment. All of you were young. You all had these moments that have shaped you. Don't underestimate what's taking place here. Of you sharing your hearts and what God is saying and speaking to us as a people. And what's the two things everybody wants in life? What are the two things you want? It's not money and food, okay? Everybody wants to feel like they belong. You want to feel like you belong. You want to be part of something. That's why church, the ecclesia, gives us the sense of belonging. It's not just I'm floating around this world. We're not just hoping for the best. The first thing is belonging. The second thing is that you are heard. We heard voices today from a generation who was speaking to us, dreams that have been, God is speaking to them about, don't get caught up in all these things of the world, all the material possessions. There's a harvest that he's preparing us for. Because the end times and the place that we're living right now, what is it all about? That people will come into the kingdom of God. And be saved into the kingdom. That's what we live for. Not your material possessions. Not how much my ministry is going to grow. Not how much. It's none of that. It's all about that they will be saved. And know that the kingdom of God has come to their hearts and to their lives. Amen. So let's applaud these children. Let's applaud these youth. Yeah. Give us knuckles, Brie. Good man. Yeah, that's good, man. Okay, we're going to sing a song together. Well, let's do the declaration first, and then we're going to sing a song together. Okay, let's all stand together. And look here, guys, it's like just past quarter past. I mean, we have done well. We have done well. Sure. Well done. Okay, this is the one about family that says from the Acts 16, it says, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved along with everyone in your household. Okay, let's say this together as the family. Amen. Here we go. Today, I decree household blessings and salvations. I declare the visitation of God is coming to my house to release household blessings. I pray every member of my family shall be touched by the power and the presence of God in a divine way. I break the power of every hindering spirit that's come against my home, family, property, and belongings in the name of Jesus. I say that all works of darkness are bound. I speak an overshadowing of the Lord over my home and pray that angelic forces shall be released to protect and stand watch. I pray a new day over my home and that in this season, every family member in my home comes into a new and fresh encounter with the Lord Himself. Amen. We believe it. We believe it.